Welcome to Film Panic, where we debate movies and you guys kind of decide the winner. If you don't know what we're doing here, we just spent the last couple of minutes trying to figure out what to talk about. Not for the episode, just in general right now. And we landed on DCOM, so that should give you an idea of what you're in for. Jordan, what is your favorite DCOM?
That is a pretty hard question. I think Smart House is still up there, but for some reason my whole life, I can just never stop thinking about The 13th Year. Not particularly because it's a great film, but only because for some reason when you turn 13, you become a mermaid. And that just,
that's dope.
That's
I'm
just
in for
fascinating.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in for that. I think for me personally, if I have to pick a DCOM, it's probably High School Musical. Because honestly, like that changed my life. Like everything about my life changed that moment. I feel like that was, you know, me and Troy Bolton just, we had so much in common, you know? We both like girls. And basketball. That's pretty much
a very broad, that's a very broad answer.
There wasn't a lot else to pick from at the time. So, you know, me and him just connected on a very ethereal, spiritual level. The reason this is even in our heads is because our other show, The Cut, where we do commentary tracks, you can find that on Patreon, by the way. Super slick plug there. We just did Smart House because we thought it would be interesting to talk about. So let's talk about what we're doing here, though. So if you guys don't know what Film Panic is your first episode, if you're watching or listening, I should say, on Apple Music or Google Play Podcast or however many other podcast places we have this, basically what Film Panic is, this competitive movie podcast. Me, the other competitors on the show, we come together and each week we debate something, whatever it is, and you guys decide the winner. The winners are decided by a vote. Every single vote matters because every percentage is a point you get towards your season total. At the end, there's a playoff, there's a bracket, there's a champion. The champion has a prize pool donated to charity. We're taking film debates to a different level, I think. doing something a little bit different. I'm Tyler. I run Nerdstalgic. You can find me on YouTube at Nerdstalgic. Jordan, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Jordan. I talk about a lot of different things across the internet, a lot of things like nostalgic stuff that I like from back in the day. Just search up Jordan Fringe, you'll find me.
Yeah, as you can see, it's a very specific bit of content he's creating. Tariq, what do you
stuff
got?
I love.
Yeah, true.
I'm Toonrific Tariq. I do animation analysis, pretty much run like an animation appreciation channel, talk about representation a lot and different cartoons that I grew up with. I don't really like talking about stuff I don't like, so I get a lot of DMs, people asking me to talk about why I don't like Black Panther. I won't. So, yeah, that's what I do.
And by the way, Tariq does it with the deepest voice on the internet, if you haven't noticed. Like Wolverine shoved three claws down his throat 2 hours
Listen,
ago.
Man,
still
ass personality.
Anyways, yeah, so that's what we do here. If you're listening on podcast or wherever you are, if you want to vote, you have to be a member of the Patreon, the Nerdstalgic Patreon. It's Nerdstalgic on Patreon. It's pretty simple. That's where you can vote. Also, if you are a patron, you already know this, but you get these episodes 2 weeks early. If you're listening to them now, you're just a little bit behind schedule. We're still working that out if on podcast services. But anyways, Jordan, take us away. What are we talking about today?
So today, we have our two contestants debating over something quite interesting. We've had a lot of weird debates on here, right? Is Christopher Nolan overrated, this and that and the other? But what if we took the cast of the Avengers, the core Avengers, right? We're talking Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Hulk. You know who I'm talking about.
I just want to say something really, really quickly. While I was trying to figure out what to do here, I kept forgetting that Thor was an Avenger, and I couldn't figure out who the fourth one was over and over and over again. I don't know what it is about that man's movies, but I guess they sit somewhere in my mind where I just don't want to think about them. Anyway,
yeah, I can tell ahead, you're not lying because you did that on the call when we were trying to figure out what we were going to do. You were like, yeah,
he did that on the call with me. He did that on the call with me as well. He sat there and named everyone off but Thor. And then I was like, who'd you do for Thor? And he goes, oh, I forgot Thor. So
he's like Iron Man, Cap, Hulk, and who's the fourth one? I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I'm like,
who's the long haired guy with the hammer?
I did my best. All right, Jordan, go ahead.
So we're recasting the Avengers. We're picking new actors that are not in the MCU. So even if they played a side role or had a one-off little cameo, and they're in the proper MCU, they're disqualified from being picked to be a replacement actor. So the goal is to find the replacement, go over who you think it is, why you think it is, and debate about it. And then by the end of it, we'll see who had the better argument. And we'll leave it up to you guys then at the end to vote on the Patreon. Who do you guys think who had the better argument to prove who should have been cast as these actors?
Characters, also, we get one other character we get to recast. A surprise.
And a surprise character. So it's an offset Avenger, right? Not like an Avenger, but like, yeah, that guy, you know?
Before we start this, though, let's use the time we would usually use for opening arguments. Can we just talk about the people we didn't pick really quickly?
Sure.
Can we do that? All right, I'll go first. I thought about but didn't pick the following people. Tom Hardy, who I really, really thought I was going to get in here somehow. Chris Pine. Ryan Gosling, I don't want to talk about it. Timothy Chalamet, who swore to God I was going to cast as Spider-Man as my bonus character.
Good old Timmy Shimmy.
Donald Glover, who just ended up being like a little too old for who I wanted him as. I'm pretty sure everybody listening right now knows who I wanted Donald Glover as if you've been on the internet in the past like 10 years. And Daniel Kaluuya, who I was going to cast as Cap, but then I realized he's a Black Panther. So
you told me that. I was like, oh, that's a good choice. The only thing is he's a Black Panther. He's a side character. So
you could have bent the rules. Anyway, Tariq, who didn't you pick?
I almost, because in order to do this, I like took it to my group chat and I asked like my friends from college like what I should do. And we, I was so close to using Joaquin Phoenix. He was going to be, who was he? He was, I think he was supposed to be Hulk, but then we just like, nah, never mind. And then I had Mark Wahlberg as Iron Man, son. And then I said, never mind.
That's the worst decision ever. Can you
picture that? He just walks, he goes, Captain America, what are you doing? Come on, we got to go over there. We got to fight all these guys. This alien's coming through the goddamn sky. I don't know what's going on anymore.
That's why I wanted it, son. That's why I wanted it.
That's exactly why.
Have you seen Bud Light? It's really good. Let me crack it on the side of this car real quick. Wow, that's refreshing.
I needed that. Okay. That's exactly why I wanted that.
You know what? I would pay to see that movie.
Anybody else, Tariq?
Nah, I think that might be it.
All right, Jordan, lead us into mains.
All right, so we're going to start this off with 10 minutes on the clock, all right? In 10 minutes only, when I say time at the end of 10, then we're going to stop and we're getting into a 5-minute rebuttal to go over some of the points given. I will also be giving you time updates throughout this, so when you have 6 minutes left, I'll say 6 minutes left and so on, just to give you, you know, put a little bit of pressure on you so you know where you're at. And we're going to start it off with you, Tariq. So when I say go, you can start your argument, and
can I just say something real quick?
Yes.
I love how Jordan said start it off with you as if we could see who he's pointing at.
I know. That's why I had to. I actually, you know, the funny thing is I did point specifically to the left as I envisioned, like, you're on the left and you're on the right. But regardless.
We're breaking an illusion. We got to act like we're all in the same room.
We're all across the table from each other. All right. I'm looking to my left. All right. So, Tariq, go ahead and start it off whenever you're ready.
All right. So, this was pretty hard for me for obvious reasons, especially, like, with the first pick is always going to be Iron Man, and that's always going to be really difficult. So, for Iron Man, after doing a lot of soul searching, I wrote Johnny Depp. I feel like Johnny Depp would give, like, he would have, like, the perfect delivery for all of the lines that they give Iron Man and the personality that he has, and, like, I also wrote in my notes that he has a great determined face. I'm not sure what I meant by that, but
he does. But does he though? Like, whenever you see Johnny Depp, especially recently, look heroic.
The tourist.
Swish.
What is that? Like, does Johnny Depp know how to be sarcastic without playing the drunk guy?
I'm pretty sure. I don't want to typecast Johnny. Does Johnny Depp? Johnny Depp can. I'm pretty sure he could.
Johnny Depp.
He could pull it off. He could.
I keep it pushing.
He could pull it off. Next up here, I had for Captain America, I had John Hamm. John Hamm just kind of looks like a dad. which is what, which is like what Cap is. And,
Cap is not, though.
He looks like, John Hamm just looks like he's proud to be an American, like, all the time. You ever look at a picture of John Hamm? John Hamm, just, like, he's like proud in every picture. He's like,
Let me ask you a question. If you and John Hamm were standing in the same room, would you be worried about that dude punching you?
I'm not worried about Chris Evans punching me. It's a human torch. I'm not.
That's fair, I guess. I don't know that John Hamm. Has John Hamm been in an action movie that wasn't Baby Driver?
Oh, you took my answer.
But Baby Driver is the only time I can think of John Hamm.
Have you seen the critically acclaimed movie Tag? He did action in that.
Wait, y'all, for those of you that don't know what Tag is,
For
those of you that don't know what Tag is, it's actually a movie where a bunch of grown men play a really large game of tag. And if you think I'm kidding, that is genuinely
it's
what
based
this
on
film
a true
is about.
Story. There's a group of friends that actually got together every year play tag.
It's based on a true story. And if you didn't want to watch that Tag movie before, now that you know that it's based on a real game of tag, I'm sure you're in.
Did you ever see that marketing campaign they did where, like, all the social media influencers were, like, tagging each other? And it was, like, you had to follow each person's video to get to the next one on everybody's page?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they like, went all out for tags. And they had, like, was it Josh Peck and everybody? They were, like, a part of that.
The biggest marketing influencer, Josh Peck.
They got the only time
I ever saw marketing for tag, it was when I was, it was E3. In 2018, and there was a huge thing on the side of a building, but then right next to it was a giant thing for like Fallout that like kind of covered it. So,
well, that's a very important bit of information we just got there.
Yes, I'll take 10 seconds off the time.
Anyways, Tariq, go ahead.
But you know, John Hamm, proud in every picture, proud to be an American. That's all we need for Captain America.
I disagree, but okay.
Listen, these aren't joke answers, but they're like every one of these reasons are kind of like joke reasons, but like I wholeheartedly stand
the
by
legitimate
all
answers the legitimate answers with the best reasons you could come up with.
Yeah, there you go. My Thor was Jason Momoa, which I feel like might just be anybody's store.
That's a good one. No, that's a good. The problem with that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. He's got like, the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the conversation we had about just how like we both kind of felt like Thor was the one that was like deprived of personality. And I felt like Jason Momoa could give him the personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure Jason Momoa knows that he's acting when he's on screen, but yeah, I know.
He's doing the Vin Diesel thing. He's doing the Jason Momoa. He's getting on the camera and he's just being Jason Momoa, just like how Vin Diesel does. He just gets on screen and just becomes Vin Diesel the whole time.
The difference between Jason Momoa and Vin Diesel, I think, is that at least Vin Diesel looks like a really angry egg. You know, there's something unique about Vin Diesel. Jason Momoa is just terrifying. Like, that dude is massive.
Calling a grown man a very angry egg is hilarious.
It's hilarious. The only thing I think of when I think of Vin Diesel. Like, as Vin Diesel has gotten bigger and more ripped, he looks more and more like an egg to me. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, he started to shape out. Like, feel the egg, you know what I mean? Like, if you look at his shape, because his lower half, he's the dude that goes to the gym and forgets that leg machines exist. So if you look at Vin Diesel,
tiny legs?
It's like if you flip the egg over and you take his legs up to his top, that is the shape of an egg. That's what an egg looks like.
It looks like Vin Diesel skips leg day, but what movie was that? Was that Furious 7 where he, like, stepped on the pavement and it cracked in half?
Well, then it must be real.
Concrete area, yeah.
Everything that those movies are documentaries. Everything that happens in those movies.
That's what
is
I thought.
True.
I heard that. I heard Bloodshot was a documentary as well.
Yes.
That's what I heard. Anyways, go ahead, Tariq.
Okay. And my Hulk.
How many minutes?
4 minutes.
Cool. Right. My Hulk was Harold Perrineau.
Harold Perrineau.
Yeah,
that sounds like a fake name.
Okay.
Wait, don't make me laugh.
I think you have to explain to people who Harold Perrineau is. Harold Perrineau was in Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. He was a best man holiday.
Yes, son. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was the Matrix movies, right?
Yeah, he was in Lost. Mm-hmm. From Brooklyn.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Yeah, anyways, go ahead and pitch, go ahead and pitch Harold Perrineau for an Avenger.
You have a, I think, like, this whole argument might be based on the best man holiday. He's so, like,
You know what, I can picture Kevin Feige somewhere behind a desk going, man, we got to get more people from Best Man Holiday in this MCU. Yeah.
Like, matter of fact, let's just replace everybody with Taye Diggs. I'm locking that in, that's my final answer. Harold has like he has that really calm and timid. You kind of want to hug him every time you see him, and I feel like he would be hilarious.
I agree with that.
I feel like he would be hilarious if he got mad. Wouldn't that be like so funny if you saw like Harold like you can't. That's one of those things you can't see. So I think it would be hilarious if he got mad. But even as Bruce Banner, he has like that really like kind of pulled back, kind of shy thing going on. And I feel like he would be really good at that. I feel like he would, like, trying to interject in between arguments, he would, like, kind of pull back and look like a turtle or something like that. You know what I mean?
Harold Perrineau, the Avenger Turtle.
Yeah, man.
This is a great pitch.
I'm making the movie that everybody wants to see, okay? This is the one for the
apparently.
People.
Apparently. who's your bonus pick?
My bonus pick I came up with 2 hours ago, and I think it's the greatest thing on this list. Hear me out.
2 minutes left.
That's a good way to start your point. Hear me out.
I have DMX as Blade.
Oh my god! I'm not gonna hear you out. I'm sorry.
No,
you gonna tell me?
I can see this.
You gonna tell me that you're not scared of shit every time you look at DMX?
I'm gonna tell you right now. Blade pulls up on me and barks. I'm not running.
If he enters the screen and then just stares down everyone and goes, "X gonna give it to you," then that's all. I'm sold.
You gonna tell me you don't want to see DMX getting out the car slicing
and
dicing
DMX like 5'4"?
Hey, relax. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
DMX is like,
he may
I
be
think
5'4",
part of the reason DMX
voice makes
is who DMX
five.
Is because he's making up for the fact that he can't reach the top shelf where the cookies are kept.
Relax. Like, listen, you don't want to see DMX getting out the car slicing and dicing motherfuckers. You're about to make me go make this movie right now. Like,
if you make this movie, I'm going to tell you what, I'll be the first one to buy a ticket. If you can get DMX to be Blade, and you can get somebody to finance that movie, I will tell you right now, I will buy 100 tickets.
DMX is like a good actor, son. He's like the best actor in Belly. That's not really saying anything, but he's the best actor in Belly.
Has DMX been in anything else? Other than
Pimp.
Prison?
You ever see Pimp?
No,
I've
never
starring
seen
Kiki Palmer?
You ever no. seen Kiki Palmer's a pimp?
Is that a real movie?
Yeah, Kiki Palmer's a pimp and Pimp.
Is she the pimp?
Wait, she's the pimp?
She's the pimp.
That's super progressive. I love that.
It's actually pretty good.
From True Jackson VIP to Pimp.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's how you break the Nickelodeon mold.
Yeah. You see Top 5? Chris Rock?
I see Top 5.
Yeah, DMX.
I don't remember DMX being in Top 5.
He said when Chris Rock goes to prison, DMX in the prison cell, he like sings.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
DMX is a good actor, son. I feel like he could be Blade. We should make DMX Blade. I think they got Mahershala Ali as Blade. Get him out of here and put...
No, don't do that. Please, for the love of God, don't do that.
I love Mahershala Ali. I love Uncle Aaron, but...
We're about
DMX.
To have the strangest conversation. Me and Tariq took a predictably juxtaposing approach to this argument. me and Tariq took very... I think Jordan probably knows now how different my argument's about to be. We approached this very differently, and what I love about this is that he's trying to shit on all my picks. Before he even knows them.
Wait, I am?
Know what they are. You don't even know what they are yet. You've already done it. Oh, my God. All right, Jordan, what's the time left on the main?
So that's the end of the argument. I called time right.
Okay, cool. Start the counter. So now, I'm ready to go.
All right, so 5 minutes on the clock. Kind of give some counters here. Go ahead, Tyler, give some counters, too. And have some conversation about it. There's a lot of interesting choices.
Let's hear it.
Starting now.
I'm ready.
Tariq, who'd you pick for Cap?
He was Jon Hamm.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Tell me what is wrong, man. You don't like John
Hamm? Okay, let me talk to you a bit about John Hamm.
I love John
Hamm.
There's
a reason that in 90% of the movies you see John Hamm in, he's in a suit. John Hamm is the penultimate businessman actor. John Hamm is funny sometimes, but John Hamm's version of funny is like really condescending, like biting humor, right? John Hamm is either, what was it? He's in Bridesmaids, where he plays Kristen Wiig's kind of weird lover thing. I don't know what to call what happens in Bridesmaids. I don't know. But anyways, he plays that person, and he only knows how to be like a dick or like overly sympathetic. If John Hamm played Captain America, I can tell you right now what that movie would be. He would not be saving anybody in World War II.
It would be a fucking Best Picture nominee. That's what it would be.
It starts. No, he would not be a Best Picture nominee. John Hamm does not have the ability to play stoicism in the face of action, right? If someone is running at me, the first person I'd want running at me is John Hamm. Because I feel like all I would have to do is move an inch in one direction and John Hamm would trip over the fact that I had moved one inch. I can't fathom John Hamm holding a shield and tossing it around like a frisbee. This doesn't work for me.
He held his own in
if you say tag, I swear to God.
No, what's the name of that fucking movie? Bad Times at El Royale.
That movie's good, but then again, John Hamm's playing another character that is villainous, like not in his behavior, but in his attitude, right? He seems frightening. You're supposed to question his motives in that movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, I don't know. Who was Iron Man?
Iron Man was Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it's not going to work either.
It's not going to work. Look at how you're talking about my arguments.
It's not going to work either. Listen to me right now, right? Johnny Depp is best at playing what I would call outlandish weirdness or kind of outlandish eccentricity, right? So it's not the kind of like, Tony is weird, right? But he's weird in ways that we recognize. Like, okay, he's kind of a drunk. He's kind of a dick. He's smarter than everybody. And so he has kind of a superiority complex at times. But every time Johnny Depp's in a movie, look at Johnny Depp's movies, right? Okay. He is playing the kind of weird that we don't recognize. Like, none of us know what a pirate who somehow is always drunk. I don't even know how that's possible. Like, I don't even know how he's always drunk in Pirates of the Caribbean. Right?
Alcohol.
I don't know where he's getting, but where is he getting
it from?
He's sailing the seven seas. It's not like he can dip his hands in the water and pull out another jug. Like,
you don't know how potent that water is. It's probably
That's fair.
I guess. Lean in that water.
My point is that Johnny Depp has never convincingly played a smart person, right? Johnny Depp has never, especially not a smart person that could kick your ass.
Have you not seen Mordecai?
Hey!
That movie is so bad. Anyways, Johnny Depp is very, he oozes comedy, but not grounded comedy. He oozes a very quirky comedy. He oozes a very Tim Burton, obviously, almost Wes Anderson-y vibe at times. And we've seen him do things like, was it Black Mass and stuff, where he's, mm-hmm. It's not like he can't act. It's not at all what I'm insinuating. I'm just saying that Johnny Depp's ability to be a hero, even an anti-hero, like you see in Pirates of the Caribbean, is just, if you put that man in that Iron Man suit, I don't think he would fit. Not physically, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't think that that's a guy that is capable of remaining stoic, which is what Robert Downey Jr. does, even in the face of the more condescending and sarcastic comedy. And I want to talk really quickly about your choice for Blade. I just don't want to get away from this real quick. I don't want to waste too much time, but, like, how did you come up with DMX?
I love DMX, son. I don't know. I think I might have woke up and heard a DMX song or something. I don't know.
Oh, like, you know what it is?
I can show you the picture. There's a picture of DMX with a really long trench coat, and I saw that, and I was like, he could be Blade, son. Look at him.
I guess. That's just, of all the people I expected you to come up with, first off, I didn't expect you to even go to Blade in the first place, number one. Number two, I just keep picturing DMX's Blade, and I just keep thinking to myself, like, how does this movie open? Like, how does this...
starts off and goes, what?
Like, how does this work? Like, I think what's funny to me about Blade is it feels almost like you have to cast a super legally problematic person in that role at this point. Like, you can't escape.
I want
Wesley
a non-serious
Snipes.
Person. I want like Dave Chappelle to play Blade.
First off, yeah.
So he's always just sarcastic and like always dropping good jokes, you know?
First off, I want Dave Chappelle to be Luke Cage. I want to see that.
I want Dave Chappelle to be
Dave
Lex
Chappelle
Luthor.
Gets all ripped.
I want to see that.
Dave Chappelle would be a good Lex Luthor. I'll take
I want to see Dave
Jesse
Chappelle
Eisenberg
be Nick Fury.
Out of here.
Could you imagine Dave Chappelle's Nick Fury? That's an MCU I could get behind.
I can see that.
There is one more that I almost did.
Who was it?
I almost had Nick Fury was going to be Danny Glover, but he's too damn old. I love Danny Glover.
Did you just watch Jumanji and you're like,
who are people I like? Yep,
was. That's really all this was. Who do I like?
Is that time on counters, Jordan?
Yeah, that's been time on counters.
Okay, leave me in, man.
So, now that we've heard the rebuttals, now it's time to hear the picks that you have. Tyler, let's see what you have brought to the table for your replacements for the main four and your surprise fifth extra not main Avenger. So, whenever you're ready, take it away. 10 minutes on the clock, and I'll let you know how long you have throughout it. So,
well,
whenever you're
spoiler
ready.
Alert, guys, you're going to get a very different argument here.
I got it.
Very differently. I took a little bit different of an approach. I guess I'll start with Hulk. So, for me, I think what the character of Hulk represents is just dichotomy and personality, right? Like, someone that's capable of being these two dramatically different people, but doing so in a way that makes sense for each of them, and Hulk and Bruce, I mean. And so I picked Joaquin Phoenix, who...
Wow!
Who Tariq...
Wow!
Yeah, I picked Joaquin Phoenix. Because to me... If you look at Joaquin's filmography, if you look at his credits, right, you're talking about a guy that managed to play Bruce Banner already, essentially, in Her, right, who was a very nerdy, soft-spoken guy, a guy that maybe wasn't able to socialize quite as well as he wanted to, but then he's the same guy who can juxtapose that performance with something like The Master, where he plays just extreme intensity for basically 2 hours. And you don't even need The Master, I guess. Let's talk about a superhero movie, right? Well, for what it's worth, a superhero universe movie in Joker. If you take Joaquin's character in Her, if you take Theodore Twombly in Her, and you take Joker, right? What you have is the Hulk right there. You have those two characters. In the Joker, if you look at that final scene with Murray, when he finally loses it, right? You're talking about a guy who's playing the intensity of the Hulk right there, who can be absolutely vitriolic, who can be totally violently repugnant. Like, this is a person that can absolutely terrify you. He's also somebody that can take that intensity, slow it down, and be Theodore Twombly again. Be the scientist. Be the smart guy that puts on the glasses and figures out how the hell to get the nuke out of New York, right? He's that guy. He could play both of those people. It also helps that Marvel already cast Mark Ruffalo, who quite frankly looks like a box of tissues. So he doesn't need to be he doesn't need to be this kind of very attractive, tall, muscular. Like, Mark Ruffalo, who is one of my favorite actors, is kind of mangly looking throughout the Avengers, right? He ages really quickly, it seems like, throughout the Avengers. And I think Joaquin looks almost completely identical in some ways between the hair, the facial hair. I mean, it's just they could be these kind of interdimensional twins of sort. Then, to go with another person that Tariq shit on already.
Okay.
For Cap, I did pick Mahershala Ali.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. For Cap, I picked Mahershala.
First which is off, only a technicality because he's not in the series of films yet.
For those of you that don't know, right, he's not yet. He's not Blade yet. For right. those of you that don't know, Mahershala Ali is one of the most talented actors working today. For those of you that don't know what he's been in, everything. But for the really recent stuff, he's been in Green Book. He was in Moonlight. He's in Luke Cage, which is not an MCU thing. I was Uncle only Aaron. Counting the films. I was only counting the films. He plays Cottonmouth in Luke Cage. But for me, Mahershala Ali is exactly what Cap needs. First off, he is a guy that we know can get jacked up and get big. We saw him do it for Moonlight. He's a guy that we know can be physically intimidating. We see it in Cottonmouth and Luke Cage. We know he can be angry. He can be a guy that can display kind of this discontent really well in his face and in his voice. As he does a lot in Cottonmouth and Luke Cage, he's someone that represents, at times in Luke Cage, African-American anger. And he does it so well. And then you take, you know, he needs to be stoic, right? We're talking about Captain America here. So then you have Green Book, right? Mahershala Ali, where he is this very kind of put together, very well-spoken, very articulate piano player, right? He is that thing. He's very just kind of – he's got a calm but strong presence that I think – Cap needs. And then you have this middle ground with Moonlight, which, by the way, is one of my favorite films ever. If you haven't seen, you should watch Moonlight, where he's kind of this intimidating figure, right? But he's also this very caring and empathetic guy that feels very strongly about taking care of this little boy, Sharon. And it's just, I don't know, to me, Mahershala Ali, I think, could represent something for the MCU, right? Could represent this kind of stoic... This isn't about representation, right? It's about putting the best guy in this role, and he deserves it, and that's where he should be. And I just feel like Mahershala Ali could represent so much. And I know we're getting what's his name is the new Captain America, and he's great, Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie was great, Tupac, but like, son.
Yeah, and he's great, but it just feels like to me Mahershala Ali is just this. He's one of the finest actors working, and I think he deserves this. Anyways, let me move on. I'm gonna get on my soapbox about Mahershala Ali. For Iron Man, this was the only one I knew I wanted going in other than Mahershala Ali, is Miles Teller. Miles Teller is the perfect Iron Man. If you look again, let's go back to his filmography.
Okay.
You got Whiplash. You have that awkward moment. You have Footloose. You have Fantastic Four. Now, let me break those down for you. Iron Man is organically, naturally sarcastic. He's quick. It all flows out. It feels natural. When he makes a joke, it doesn't feel like a joke. It's just funny, right? It's this very organic, it's this very naturalistic comedic timing that he has. This ability to make sure he's telling a joke without laughing at it. If that makes sense. And you don't see that a lot. I feel like Thor laughs at his own jokes a lot in the first film. It gets better. Ragnarok is amazing. But I feel like we see that a lot in Thor. We don't see that a lot with Iron Man. But he also has this very kind of just harsh vibe at times. He's very... RDJ in general has this very kind of sad side to him that manifests as anger. And Miles Teller can kill all of that. If you look at Whiplash in particular, Damien Chazelle's Whiplash, he is intense, he is angry, he is mad, he's also funny, he's also quick, he's also sarcastic. And I think that's who Miles Teller is in general. If you hear people talk about Miles Teller, that's what they say about him, right? Then you have, if you want to just talk about the quippy sarcasm, let's go to a bad movie that I really like, actually, is That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron and Michael B. Jordan, who I so badly wanted in this movie.
Jesus Christ.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
It's funny that you love Michael B. Jordan more than I do.
Love him.
Michael B. Jordan went to my damn high school.
Did he really? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like Miles Teller for me, he's got that quippy sarcasm, that awkward moment. He knows how to tell a joke. He knows how to let them off organically. And then he's the party, let loose guy, get drunk guy in Footloose, which is the Footloose reboot. I don't know if you need to watch that movie, but it's fun. But we've also already seen him be a superhero in the worst superhero movie ever, in Fan4Stick, which he's fine in. But the point is, he has the capacity to do it. I'm going to get to my most controversial choice. And I know this is going to be controversial. My Thor is Adam Driver.
I'm about to throw the hell up.
That's my Thor. That's my Thor. Listen to me right now. Part of the reason that Taika Waititi had to come in and reinvent Thor, part of the reason they had to revolutionize that franchise is because Chris Hemsworth was not able to find a middle ground as Thor throughout the first two movies. He was either too stupid or too ridiculous from both a writing and an acting perspective. Obviously, Chris Hemsworth's not writing the Thor movies, but you understand what I mean, from taking script to screen. Or he was way too stoic and way too far on the other end. Adam Driver is one of the most talented people working today. He is capable of being Thor physically, first off. Let's start there. The dude is like 6'4". He is a massive, hulking figure. We have seen him get big for movies. He's also got the long hair. He's played a supervillain, if you want to call him that, in Kylo Ren. But let's talk about him as an actor. What I would appreciate about Thor is, and I appreciate, first off, Thor Ragnarok to me, this is one character I don't want to recast. I think Chris Hemsworth is perfect now. But him and Mara's story, first off, Mara's story is one of the best performances. Adam Driver's performance and Mara's story is one of the best performances of the past two decades. But he's not just that guy.
He did hit that wall.
Yeah, he did hit that wall, man. He's not just this angry Kylo Ren marriage story guy. He's also this laid-back, kind of drunk weirdo in things like Francis Ha or the kind of strange comedy-driven friend in things like What If with Daniel Radcliffe. And yes, he's also Kylo Ren. To me, Adam Driver screams somebody that has enough range to be the ridiculous side of Thor, but also be this really scary kind of god, this stoic kind of don't mess with me figure. And then finally, let me move on. Shameik Moore is my Peter Parker. This was too easy for me. I love Shameik Moore. I think he's already played Peter Parker in a movie called Dope. He literally played Peter Parker in a movie called Dope. Then he played Miles Morales in Into the Spider-Verse. This dude has already played Peter Parker and Miles Morales. Shameik Moore would be the perfect Peter. He's the right age. He's the right size. Shameik was honestly the first out of all this list. Shameik as Peter Parker was the first thing that came to my mind. I think Shameik is great. If you haven't seen him in something, watch Dope. He's literally playing Peter Parker with drugs. It's perfect. Running around with his little backpack and his nerdy friends, obsessed with retro crap. I think Shameik's great. Dope? Yeah, I like Dope a lot.
Dope is
really good. Yeah.
All right. So those were both the arguments have been heard. Now we're going to have another round of 5 minutes of giving a chance for Tariq to kind of combat and talk and discuss this out before we move on to our final last statements in film panic mode. All right. So let's panic get into time. It whenever you panic mode time. We didn't get the branding. I didn't get the memo. Anyway, 5 minutes on the clock. Start it whenever you're ready. Go on.
So I don't know if I could like articulate how disgusted I was when I heard Adam Driver.
It's perfect. Tell me why Adam Driver couldn't play Thor.
Because first of all, Adam Driver looks like you could just like crack him in half anytime you see him. He does not.
He's 6'5" and jacked. He was literally a Marine.
I don't buy God from the guy from Black Klansman. I don't buy that when I see him.
First off, he's great in Black Klansman.
He is great in Black Klansman, but he doesn't scream, yo, I'm a god, let me wield my hammer.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When you were watching Cabin in the Woods 10 years ago, did Chris Hemsworth scream to you, God of Thunder?
Yes. He was already God of Thunder at that point.
No, he did not. He was.
They held that movie till after he was Thor.
He was literally the penultimate douchebag in that movie. Nothing about him screams superhero. Nothing.
And that's your defense for Adam Driver. Is that nothing screams?
That's
superhero
not my defense
for
Adam. I've defended Adam Driver. If you put Adam Driver in a casting call at 6'5", at his weight for Kylo Ren, and you said that can't be a superhero villain, that's cap. He absolutely can.
Man, I don't know. I don't. It's just something about him. I don't know if it's his face. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is.
Tariq's just like, I hate this dude's face. Like, I can't watch this for 2 hours.
It's just making me sound like I don't like Adam Driver. I just don't think he could be Thor. I feel like there was another one. I feel like there was another one that I didn't.
Mahershala, Miles Teller, Joaquin.
Joaquin, I'm gonna let you rock with Joaquin just because, like, we did almost, I did almost do that too. And I could, when you were explaining
<He's perfect>.
It, yeah, when you were explaining it, it's like, okay, there's no reason for me to argue with any of this. He could definitely play both. Like, there's no reason for me to argue with that.
We just agree Joaquin Phoenix could probably.
That's what
play
I wanted to do. I wanted to ask you the same question you asked me when I said my Captain America. So when Mahershala Ali walks in the room, you scared? You scared of Mahershala Ali? You think he's gonna punch you in the face?
Let me be honest with you. So that's a good question. So let me be honest with you. Mahershala Ali in Moonlight, no, right? In Luke Cage, even as Cottonmouth, not really. But in Green Book, if Mahershala Ali walked into a room with that kind of stoicism, and no. I would be intimidated, right? I would be intimidated
look
by this
the
man.
Look at the movie
who,
you picked Green Book.
But no, listen. First off, listen. Green Book has a lot of problems. But let me tell you what Mahershala Ali accomplishes in Green Book. What he accomplishes in Green Book is he manages to be this kind of, how would I put it? This kind of almost, not even, it's almost a fantastical figure. He plays this human being that almost at times is so talented, but also so calm in the face of really terrible shit, right? And is so, forget Green Book's problems for a minute, right?
Okay.
He manages to be this person that looks at really horrifying things and remains in control. Right? And I think that's what I mean, right? Where Cap's whole shtick is remaining in control, never losing his cool, right? And if you look at the roles Mahershala Ali has played, I think that's one through line of almost all of them, which is he maintains control over every conversation. He commands the screen, right? Hmm. You can say what you want about him as a superhero, but what you cannot tell me is that when he is on screen, he is not the person you are focused on, right? Okay. He is the dude that when he steps onto that screen, when he steps onto the soundstage, whatever he's doing, he's the dude you're paying attention to because he is out acting and he is also more confident than anybody else you're looking at on that screen. He knows that he's got this shit. You know what I mean?
The more Oscars you have, the more confidence you get.
That's true. He gives off this aura of just pure, unfettered, and unfiltered confidence, right? Just this ability to know that nothing in this room is going to stop you. And I think that's Cap's whole shtick, right? Like, what is Captain America about? He's about being the leader of the Avengers. He's about being the guy that can get everybody in a room to shut up, right? That's who he's supposed to be. He's the guy that walks in the first Avenger, walks back into that base camp with all the soldiers behind him, giving a middle finger to all the generals, going, yeah, I bet you didn't think I'd be back. That's Mahershala Ali to me. You know what I mean? Mm. That's what he represents to me. He is that guy that if I was in a room full of people, he'd be the person that if he yelled shut up, he'd be the person to get me to stop talking.
Okay, I'm rolling.
You see what I mean?
I'm rolling.
What do you think about Shameik?
What do I think about Shameik Moore? I'm a little on the fence about it. Well, first of all, Shameik Moore is like fucking 25. This is old ass man. This is the first thing. But
isn't Tom Holland like 23?
But he still looks like he's like 12. Shameik Moore like he has a kid voice. Shameik Moore has a kid voice, but like you ever see the Get Down? Shameik Moore looks like he's towering over all of those kids.
But isn't he like 5'6"?
Everybody on the Get Down is really short.
That's so true.
Get Down's like, great.
Isn't he like 5'7"? Someone looked this up. Isn't he like 5'7"? Like, I don't know. I see what you mean, though. But I was just thinking of it as like, all right, so if we're recasting these characters, we're remaking these movies, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, yeah, Shameik Moore is 5'7". So if he's towering over everybody on the Get Down, I feel real bad for the rest of those actors.
I think
that show didn't get the love it deserved.
No, it didn't. Absolutely not.
Because when it came back for that part two, that budget was gone.
Yeah.
It's like because he kept trying to make a movie every episode.
I know, but it was great.
It was great. I feel like Shameik does kind of have like the... Because you brought up dope, and that's a good...
He's literally example. Peter Parker in Dope, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you can show that to anybody.
Just with drugs. Yeah.
You could show that to anybody, and anybody would be able to understand that. And I think even, I don't know what the thought
process was. If Peter Parker stumbled
but...
upon some cocaine and had to get into college, that would be Shameik Moore.
Like, first and foremost, whatever that is, they need to make that. I know it's supposed to be just dope anyway, but they need to make him swing on webs and shit, too, if they're going to have him use dope, like, hold the dope in his bag and shit with A$AP Rocky.
Oh, God. Could you imagine that movie? A$AP Rocky was actually not bad in that film.
At all. He was really good.
No.
He's one of the better rapper actors, along with DMX.
That
son.
Sentence was so hard for you.
he's right up with DMX, son. Brought it full circle. Here we go.
First off, I would take ASAP over DMX in any movie any day.
You gonna make ASAP Rocky? You gonna make him Blade?
I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna make ASAP Rocky Blade, and his trench coat's gonna be made by Louis. He's gonna walk in with a Burberry bag that he pulls his katanas out of. That's the movie I want to see. He walks into the room. He goes, "I'm pretty, ain't I?" And he pulls out his sword. That's all I want. That's the movie I
want,
man.
And then Tyler the Creator's just still Tyler the Creator messing with him. No changes.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the Birds of Prey character, the girl in the car, where he just drives around with Blade all day, or the Deadpool driver. Yeah. He's that character.
Yeah, he's just there to just give him shit all day.
They have Jaden Smith with them, too. Not for any reason, but Jaden Smith is there, too. I was going to say.
Doesn't he have to be there? After that potato salad video, I feel like they I can't separate them. I've watched that video so many times.
Yeah. That group of three is just...
That was like one of my wake-up songs today.
Was it really? Yeah. I love potato salad.
I just want to say, I know this is a movie thing. I just want to say, I think the last few years, he's been one of the best, like, underground artists.
It does bother me a little bit that people think that Jaden Smith can't act because of After Earth. It's not that he can't act. It's just that he's not great at it. Like,
After Earth was bad. It wasn't After just Earth that bad acting. Bad. That movie was
seen,
bad
y'all
as
seen
well.
After Earth?
After
yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Jesus.
After Earth was bad, but my point is, like, Jaden Smith is not a bad actor. He's actually quite a good actor. Is he Mahershala Ali? No, but he's more than adequate in everything he's been in. And I think After Earth kind of, and him being Will Smith's son, have kind of shaded. It's worth pointing out when
Will Smith was bad in that movie as well.
It's worth pointing out when Will Smith started acting, he was a horrible actor. He used to literally dub and lip sync the lines of other actors to make sure he kept track of the script during Fresh Prince. You can see it in season one in some scenes. Like, it takes time. Jaden Smith was really young. Was he the best child actor ever? No. Was he the worst? Absolutely not. But anyways.
I don't mind his Karate Kid movie.
Jaden Smith was cool in Karate Kid.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I remember that.
And anyways. You know, he did that song with Justin Bieber. You know, he never said never again.
Never say never.
Man, we're trying to big him up. Don't talk about that bullshit.
Oh, God. Anyways, Jordan, lead us into panic time.
So, welcome to panic time, or as I like to call it, panic mode. We got 2 minutes on the clock.
Because he didn't get the memo.
There is no interruptions by either person that can be given. You have 2 minutes flat. When I say time, you shut your mouth even if you're in the middle of a sentence. That's just how it goes. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. Again, I didn't get the memo. Right. I just get told ahead of time. All right, here we go. 2 minutes
Isn't
on the
clock.
What
the memo is? Getting told ahead of time?
Listen, relax. Anyway, we got 2 minutes on the clock starting. The second I stop talking, Tariq, you're up first. 2 minutes and go.
Oh, shit. All right. So, damn. All right. So Johnny Depp and John Hamm and Jason Momoa and Harold Perrineau, I feel like, would make the perfect Avengers film. I feel like Adam Driver is a poo answer. Adam Driver should be nowhere near this film. He's a great guy. Black Klansman is a really great film, but I'm good, sir. You can't sit with us. You can't sit at this table. But I feel like all these guys, they all have kind of. I've seen in certain films, I've seen them have the certain attributes of these characters, specifically. Jason Momoa and Johnny Depp, I feel like they both could pull it off really, really well. And, you know, John Hamm and Harold aren't really, like, I don't think they're, like, the best answers in the world, but I do feel like they could do it really well. I feel like it would be a very entertaining film, if anything else. I feel like, just seeing Harold pissed off would be, like, what exactly would the streets need right now. I feel like John Hamm is I feel like John Hamm is proud in every picture he's in, and he looks like he can stop the room when he walks in. I may not be afraid that he's going to punch me in my face, but I'm not scared that the Human Torch will punch me in my face either. And what are you going to go? You going to go with Tyler's picks? He had fucking Mr. Fantastic. You know what I mean? We're not gonna do that. John Hamm has America's ass, and that's all that matters. That might be time. I don't know.
You have 20 seconds left. You want to cut it there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm like sweating.
All right. It got intense.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes. All right. You got 2 minutes on the clock. I'll cut you off if you talk over two. So just. You know what to do, right? Keep it light, all right? You like to use a lot of big words. I know you study the thesaurus, so let's keep it down to 2 minutes there, Mr. Tyler. Okay. All right, 2 minutes, go.
Yeah, I mean, I think I took a different approach. I think, yeah, John Hamm's fine. He's a good actor, but Johnny Depp has also displayed good acting throughout his career. But I think the problem I have with Tariq's list is that I think – Marvel already has an identity issue with some. They've done a great job of casting people that really fit these roles, but I think the difference between my list and Tariq's list is that my list is, I mean, it's filled with kind of Oscar winners and Oscar nominees, and it just to me, I think if I were to watch, if you were to tell me that Mahershala Ali, Joaquin Phoenix, Miles Teller, and Adam Driver were in a movie together, there is nobody on earth that would not go see that film that's really into film. If you told me Johnny Depp, John Hamm, Harold Perrineau, we're in a movie together, I don't think there'd be a lot of people flocking to see that movie. I don't think there would be a lot of people going, hell yeah, Harold Perrineau and Johnny Depp, let's do this. I just don't think it works that way. I think my list is very grounded in kind of people that are really exciting right now, and people that are not only fit these roles really well, but I think are incredible, incredible, just undisputedly amazing actors. And I think that, yeah, do I think if in a world where Chris Hemsworth exists and Adam Driver exists, I would still pick Chris Hemsworth as Thor. I think he's perfect. But would I be super stoked to see Adam Driver play off of Miles Teller? Hell yeah. Would I want to see Joaquin Phoenix play off of Mahershala Ali? Absolutely. Would I want to see Harold Perrineau play off of Johnny Depp? Not really. No. Like, I don't have any interest in that. Like, that I think I could genuinely see my cast list making it to screen. There is not a chance in hell, and I love you, Tariq, that I could see your four people making it onto screen together. Like, I can't imagine that. And I think that's what's so...
Time.
Alright,
I'll give you two more words. Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
Okay, great. I just can't imagine that there's an Avengers movie where these people aren't meant to be together, and I feel like that's Tariq's list. Love you though, Tariq.
All right, so there we go.
Now here's the moment where we switch hosting roles, and now it's Jordan's up. So right. Jordan doesn't have a horse in this race. Jordan doesn't have anything, but the first thing Jordan's going to do, he's going to tell us who he thinks won this argument. His choice does not matter, right? It's just kind of, he's a host, he's got an opinion here, it's your guys' vote that counts, you vote on Patreon, you let us know who wins, but Jordan's going to let us know who he thinks too, not to sway you guys, just to kind of let us know, and then Jordan's going to tell us who he thinks should be these people. So Jordan, who do you think won today?
So I think, again, both came with some very interesting lists, all right? my interest is piqued on both sides, but here's who I'm going to go with and why. I think I'm going to give this one to Tariq.
Oh, shit!
And the reasonings are, even though his list may not be on a league or a caliber of certain actors that you chose, Tyler, yes. While I do think that those would be a very interesting film to watch, and of course they would sell tickets, my curiosity is piqued at some of the choices chosen for these films. I love John Hamm. I think he is an American treasure. So I'd love to see him as Captain America. As well,
as I think DMX is a great choice. You cannot
this
convince
would never
me otherwise.
Happen.
It this doesn't would never matter. Happen.
It's such a
matter.
Good movie. It's going to be such a great movie, son. It's
going to
be a
horrible movie. I would pay for the movie. Standalone Blade movie 100%.
All DMX. Of those movies, the standalone DMX Blade movie is going to be atrocious.
It's going to be so good.
That's my opinion, though.
The Johnny Depp Iron Man movie is going to make me turn it off after 15 minutes.
No, it's not. Listen, you know what it is, man? It's because you haven't seen Pimp. You got to go watch Pimp, and then you'll understand.
Pimp will change my whole mind.
DMX has to be Blade.
Okay, Jordan, you recast, my man.
All right. So, but just I want to say that's just my opinion. You guys can vote on the Patreon for who you thought who do you like better? Whose choices do you like better? You can vote on the Patreon. Your voice matters. That was just my opinion. My choices. All right. Now it's gonna get a little interesting here. Okay. All right. So we'll start off with Iron Man. I think I told you this choice over the phone. My Iron Man choice is Brad Pitt. And
you did.
The reason why Brad Pitt is the choice is because even though he's getting older, you just watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and he takes off his shirt on the roof. He's still looking fit. Like he can still get
Jordan. I want Brad Pitt as Iron Man because he's hot.
No, listen, and he doesn't have to do much, right? He is older, so he looks good, but he doesn't have to do much. He just gets in a CGI suit, and then the CGI does
all you have to do to please Jordan. All you have to do to please Jordan is get Brad Pitt to take his shirt off.
It's Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's a great actor. I think he's an actor that keeps getting better and better as he gets older. Like Ad Astra was fantastic. He was great in it. Once Upon a Time was great. Anything he's in now. Okay, Captain America. This one may have your heart. Are you ready?
All right.
Is Zac Efron?
Oh shit! Wait, I thought about that for like maybe 15 seconds when I was doing this.
Listen, I thought about it for like 30 seconds, and I said, okay, I have to, because two reasons. One, in terms of like size and build, just look at Neighbors 2. Holy crap! I don't think I've seen a fitter man in my life.
Notice that the trend with Jordan Choice so far is who's had their shirt off recently?
We need to sell the tickets. All right, we need the other demographics. All right, so let me tell you, he's also a fantastic actor. He has shown in the last good. 5 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe even 6 years, like the amount of movies that he's done where like of actually like legit great caliber acting have been like, yes, for every great film there's a Baywatch that comes out and whatnot, but there's still some great performances that he has given, and I really think that he could pull off a great Captain America. Thor. Here's Thor, what I have Thor. For Thor, okay. All right? You need the perfect kind of person who can deliver seriousness, but also that little bit of cheese because it's also Thor. And who better than Gerard Butler?
Oh my God,
Gerard Butler
is worse than Tariq.
Gerard Butler would be great as Thor. He'd walk in. He'd command the room by yelling a lot. He'd throw stuff.
And that's
he gets
all
angry.
He'd do.
He gets angry. He's good at being angry. I think he'd be no other than I just think he fits the bill. All right, he's like okay. if you were casting the Avengers for a straight to like
50.
Redbox movie. Okay, so half the actors in the MCU. All right, listen
now.
All right, then Hulk. I was split between two, so I have two options for Hulk, and I'll explain both of them. One sounds stupid, but the other one's like my legit choice. All right, the stupid choice, but I also think it would work great is Danny DeVito.
Holy shit!
Can you imagine a little angry man who gets very angry and becomes a giant angry green?
But then you've inherently created something that no one could take seriously.
That's fine.
That's my
because
problem.
That's how you make Hulk funny.
That's
and
my
serious.
Problem with Tariq's list.
I want to pay. Listen, if someone said, I would still see the Joaquin Phoenix version. But if someone said, hey, listen, Danny DeVito is coming out as Hulk, I'd be like,
these
yes.
are jokes, but none of us would ever go see that movie.
I 100% would see Danny DeVito as the Hulk.
We'd be making a nostalgic video about how poorly Marvel's doing, just like we
I
do
would
in
go.
DC.
No, Danny DeVito's great. But my serious answer is Lakeith Stanfield.
That's fine. I like that.
Lakeith has been one of the, like, I don't know where he came from, honestly. Like, a few years ago, I just started seeing him in everything, whether he's a lead role or, like, a side role. And he is fantastic. He has shown in many movies that he can play a very calm and smart, like a legit, like, smart person. But he also, even in crappier movies like the Death Note live action, he can bring this intensity, this like immediate like anger that like he can kind of snap in and out of, and I think he'd be perfect for a Hulk. And he's just, you know, like I said, great actor. My bonus choice, all right, my bonus round choice for Scarlet Witch. Okay,
so I recast the best casting in the MCU.
Well, listen, all right, we take her out, and we replace her with both of the other Olsen sisters. Huh? And we do like a Full House thing where we just kind of trade them off and we play Guess Who with them.
Well, I can see we also take very different approaches to this argument.
Is it Mary Kate or is it Ashley? You'll never know.
You'll never know.
I'm glad Jordan's not in the polling here.
I gave a pretty good list.
When is the last time you looked at the Olsen sisters? They're not trying to be in anything right now.
They are not.
No, but it'd be pretty fun. To be like, who's starting this one? Was it Mary Kate or was it Ashley?
Anyways, this has been Phil Panic. If you guys don't know how this works, now it's your turn. You guys will go and vote for me or Tariq. We wanted to come with you guys this episode with something. You know, we've done some really analytical episodes, some really filmic episodes. We've used a bit of film theory. We've done a lot of stuff here. We wanted to come and bring you guys maybe once every 3 or 4 episodes something that's a little bit less less serious, a little bit less analytical. I think me and Tariq took very different approaches.
When you told me that we had to get a little silly, I was like, okay.
You
dope.
Basically, now it's your turn, right? You guys go and vote. If you're a member of the Patreon, you will go to Patreon. That's Patreon. It's patreon.com/nostalgic, YT. Or you can just look up Nostalgic on Patreon. It's easy enough. If you're a member of any tier on Patreon, you will get the opportunity to vote. You will decide the winner. It's me versus Tariq. You'll just pick one or the other. You can't pick both. It's just me or Tariq. And, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Google or Spotify or wherever else, you can find these episodes even earlier on the Nostalgic Patreon. But they'll come to you guys just a couple weeks late. Voting will be closed by then, but you can still listen, enjoy, be a part of it. So far, right now, last week's episode was me versus Karsten. I do have a lead in that one. Voting's about to close soon, so we'll see about that. But we come to you guys with this every week. Tariq will obviously be back. Next time he won't be competing against me. He'll be competing against somebody else. That's how this kind of works. I'll be hosting that episode. We just, all six of us, just compete against each other throughout the season. There's that. You can also find me at Nerdstalgic on YouTube or at NerdstalgicYT on Twitter. You can also follow. Please do this. Guys, if you're listening, follow Film Panic on Twitter. It's film_panic, I believe. And that's really important because we're going to put out some polls on there to see what you guys want to hear us talk about next and announce winners, stuff like that. So, yeah, go there, follow that. Tariq, man, do your housekeeping, man. What do you got? Where are you at on YouTube? Where are you at on Twitter?
YouTube, I'm under Toonrific Tariq. If you see a picture of a black guy standing in front of a train station, you're at the right place. On Twitter, my handle is my initials TSH678, and on Instagram, where I post all of my art pieces, I'm toons.reek, R-E-E-K, but the O's in tune is zeros.
Got it. Jordan, what do you got?
You can find me on the internet under Jordan Fringe. I talk about things that remind me of better days when I was younger and stuff I'm excited for in current days.
I love your elevator pitch.
Changes every time. Never know what you're gonna get.
Every single time you do something different. It's like he has a legitimate channel. You can also find him on Twitter at Jordan Fringe. At Jordan Fringe 94. But apparently you're gonna get something different depending on what week it is. So just go there for all that dichotomy of content, I guess.
I'm going to do this brand new show. It's going to be called Movies versus Food. I'm going to do a mukbang while I review movies. It's going to take off.
For those of you that get that reference, you guys have been here a long time. We'll see you guys next week. I think next week is going to be me versus Jordan. So we'll see you guys then.
Oh, no.
And say bye to the audience, guys.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Tariq was like, I don't even know if I want to. All right, guys, we'll catch you guys next week.